We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey.
Happy Friday, y'all. Oh,
boy, I just could not be any more happy that it's Friday. You
oh
know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, me too.
It's starting to feel normal. Like, I mean, not normal, but days are starting
normaler.
To feel. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm talking about. All right, great. It's starting to feel like a Friday is really a Friday. A Monday's really a Monday. Whereas every day felt the same for
yes.
a couple weeks.
Yes, I agree with you.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Especially,
I think that's also just because we're now getting used to this new normal.
True that, man. I notice a lot more people on the roadways. Like every day, like I really honestly like pay attention to that now. And I notice more and more every day. And I notice
yes.
parking lots of places a lot more full with employees getting back, you know, or some employees getting
well,
back to the grind.
And I also think it's because Friday means a lot because it really truly is Friday because we're actually getting out and doing stuff on the weekends now.
Yes. That's
good call,
a good point.
Bro.
Right. All right. Happy Donut Day, y'all.
Oh, my gosh. It's National Donut Day, and I had donuts yesterday. I feel so bad. So
you did?
So check it out. So Bougie's Donuts, am I saying it right?
Yeah.
They have a van that goes and delivers to, like, neighborhoods and workplaces and stuff. And in our neighborhood, the Bougie's van stops for an hour and, like, hands out boxes to go, like, sells them to people that come by, kids and all that.
Where?
In my neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
In the pool area.
Yeah.
Since the pool's not being used, of course, but the van sets up and they post it on Nextdoor. And
so you went and picked up some Bougies?
Well, no, my kids went and then they had leftovers, and so I destroyed the box all day long. I should have waited.
You know, I have made this conscious decision as I try my best to eat a little bit better that I'm going to eliminate things that are just empty. And
yeah.
as much as I like donuts, I think that is one of the most empty. You know why? Because I eat all that sugar, all those calories, and almost 100% of the time, I'm not satisfied. And I'm like, why did I just do that? Why did I just eat that?
Seriously.
Unless it's a Round Rock donut, then.
Hey, I will say a Boston cream, bro.
Oh.
When I destroy one of those, I'm less satisfied because I'm so full because I have so much cream in my body.
Oh, my God. Y'all are so weird.
Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts are actually giving away donuts for free. And America's 10 favorite types of donuts, according to a survey, is Boston Cream on the
yeah!
list? Yeah, it's number two.
Oh,
second only to glazed.
Oh.
Chocolate frosted, jelly, chocolate cake, maple, blueberry, bear claw, powdered sugar, and pink frosted are the top 10.
Can't argue with any of those, man. I love me a bear claw sometimes.
Give it
I
to
love
me.
Blueberry donuts.
Oh.
I just like anything cake donut.
Yes. Those are the ones from Bougie's. All the donuts yesterday were like a cake style.
Of course.
Even heavier. Oh, my gosh.
Of course
I feel
Sarah
so
would like a
blue. Tonight.
Why are you going to mess up a perfectly good donut by putting fruit in it?
Oh
Come
my gosh.
On.
Oh, my gosh. My Sundays. Oh.
That's funny.
Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Camila Cabello now on Mix 94.7.
Last night and late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
In Las Vegas, several hotel casinos are open for business. Going to a casino during a pandemic is that gray area between regular roulette and the Russian kind.
Right now, the world is stressful enough. You don't need added stress. So if there's something that you have been keeping to yourself, call us and let us know. It's the Booker, Alex, and Sarah Dirty Little Secret.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah need to know. Come on, what's your dirty little secret?
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Christy.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hi.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, guys.
Tell us your dirty little secret.
Okay, when all this happened, I lost my job. I was laid off. And so I started a GoFundMe page to pay my rent. And then it went really great. But then the next week, my employer got a small business loan and I was hired back immediately. But I did not take down the GoFundMe page.
So you're still taking in the money that you were making off the GoFundMe page?
Yes, I am.
Girl, that is scam.
Seriously.
We need a dun.
Woo. Well, what?
Yeah.
Last night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
As if Trump isn't dealing with enough, now social media companies are starting to pile on.
We're learning right now that Snapchat has apparently decided that it's not going to promote Donald Trump's pages, saying that it's not going to amplify voices that incite racial violence.
When Trump heard the news, he puked a rainbow.
It's time to think of a game show that starts with a T. If you said Think Fast, you might be a winner. And now, here's the host of Think Fast, Brad Booker.
Morning. Thank you. It is time for the game we like to call Think Fast. I'll say something like, give me a game show host that begins with the letter B. You can either say Brad or Booker. You'd be right either way. Hey. All right, let's start things off. Alex and Sarah, let's go. Name an actor that starts with a D.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Alex Franco. Derek Huff, really? That's who you came up with?
That's good, though.
Is he an actor?
Yeah.
Nah.
He's a dancer.
I bet
if we looked up at his IMDb that he has starred in a movie.
I'm sure he has.
His sister has, but...
He's definitely been in a Lifetime movie for sure.
Hold,
huh?
Please.
No, that's okay. Here we go. Back to
the game. No, we're going to find this out.
The game is not
important.
Called Think Fast after Sarah goes and looks something up. It's called Think Fast. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, you can't do this in Jeopardy.
Name an Olympic sport that starts with the letter S.
Swimming.
Sarah. The game is tied at one apiece. Name a mammal that starts with the letter K.
Kangaroo.
Is that a mammal?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
Right? Koala?
Kangaroo and koala are both marsupials, Sarah. Name a mammal that starts with the letter K.
Kitten.
Let's just scratch that and move on to the next one. Name a Disney character that starts with W.
Willy Wonka.
Wilbur.
Ugh.
Neither of those are.
No.
Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. This is a tough one.
The Wicked Witch.
Damn.
Nope, that's Wizard of Oz.
Oh!
But that's not Disney?
No.
I guess I should have done a little... research before I give you these questions.
You need to know when you're picking a letter that there's at least one out there.
All right. Now I know for future reference.
Yes.
I love this game, man.
Name a popular book that starts with B.
Berenstain Bears.
Yes, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. Do you even know what that is?
The game is tied at two.
Or is it just because I talk about it all the time?
I think it's kind of because you talk about it all the time, Sarah.
Name a vegetable that starts with an A.
Eggplant.
Apple.
Oh,
why did
damn.
Eggplant? Oh, wait.
Really, Alex?
Arrowroot.
What?
Arrowroot.
Asparagus.
Thank you, Alex Franco.
Is arrowroot not a vegetable?
I don't even know what an arrowroot is.
I'm going to Google this.
No, do not. Let me get on here. Arrowroot.
I don't even know what that is, Sarah, but if it is,
I'm guessing that is not. Oh, arrowroot.
It is a starch.
It is a starch. Sarah, I said do not Google it. Look at you. You're Googling it.
I did.
All right, here we go. Name a fast food chain.
Oh, I got this.
It starts with P.
Popeyes.
Alex Franco for the win.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait,
the
delay? To five, right? We're going to five. Sorry.
That sucks because I said P. Terry's before I even heard him answer.
Okay. The current score is Alex 4, Sarah 2.
Well, you said 4 at the beginning, so he won on P. Terry's.
No, he didn't. It was 3-2. Now it's 4-2. Sarah, once again, complaining
you said it
about
goes
the delay.
It's the delay.
You said that the game goes to 4, and you just said it's 4-2.
I thought it
so
went to
won.
5. No, well, I meant 5.
Yeah, we'll go
you
5.
Meant 5.
Hey, we established the rules at the beginning.
Hey, Booker, just take a mental note for next time. We'll sort this out.
All right, here we go. For the potential win, name a hobby that starts with I.
Instagram?
No, I will not accept that.
Influencer.
Although it is a hobby.
Influencer.
Look at us.
Ice picker.
Okay, I'll give that to Sarah.
Damn! I'm like, she's, how do you argue that?
Ice picker.
You're just like, what's his face over in Frozen?
Kristoff.
Yeah. You're... But it's a hobby. You do it okay. Because you went to Alaska once.
There you go.
And
Sarah, 3, Alex, 4. Right. First to 5 wins. Name a reality TV show that starts with G.
Alex is going to get this. Growing up something? Growing
Getting
up.
Get
out.
Get,
go. Isn't there something called Growing Up Something? Gilmore Girls, that's a show. Do you know one, Booker?
Oh my gosh.
What about Growing Up Gotti?
Ah, Sarah, you were right on it because you said, isn't there like a Growing Up Something one? I remember
I've never
that
heard
one.
Of it.
Oh my gosh.
All right, here we go. This could be for the win. Name a type of flower that begins with an R.
Ooh. Radish. Ooh, ranunculus.
What?
A ranunculus.
A ranunculus?
Sarah, you are making up words.
She's
now.
Just making stuff up.
Look it up. It's one of my favorite flowers.
What
it
about
looks...
a rose?
Oh!
Looks... You went with ranunculus?
Yes, because it looks like a peony. Thing? They were in my wedding bouquet.
A ranunculus.
Yeah.
All right.
They're really pretty. What? They sell them at Trader Joe's.
I believe it is actually pronounced ranunculus. It's a buttercup. It's a plant.
You're ridiculous. I was just trying to rhyme.
Ranunculus.
Is it a real flower?
Well, it looks like it's a plant, but it does look like a flower too. So I'll give Sarah that.
Oh
one.
My gosh. Are you serious?
A ranunculus. Ranunculus.
So is this for the win now?
This would be for the win.
Wait, I thought that was the win.
No, that was a tie.
Oh, good.
Tie.
All right, I'm in this still. Dang.
He's not doing good at tracking, but I'm tracking and I'm keeping it honest.
I'm not losing to ranunculus or whatever that ranunculus is.
Yeah, and according to the rules at the beginning, you technically already won, but we just decided to go to 5.
Oh, yeah. Well, we meant to go to 5. I said 4.
Yeah.
This game sucks.
No, this is great. This is the best game I've ever played.
I love it so much.
Okay, finally.
It's my favorite thing we do.
This will be for the win no matter what.
Okay.
As long as somebody gives me an answer.
Okay, I hope there's an answer to give.
And we'll stay here all day long.
This is okay. Good.
Name a band that begins with a V.
Van Halen.
Alex Franco for the win.
What?
For the win!
Wait, let me think of one. What can I say? Ooh!
Yeah! Alex brings it down!
He's very good.
The Violent Femmes?
I would have said Verve Pipe.
The Verve? Sarah!
Verve Pipe would have been.
Seriously?
Would have been a winner.
I cannot believe you just pulled that out.
Yeah. Wow.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, you might remember that Forbes magazine took away Kylie Jenner's status as the youngest self-made billionaire because apparently she had been inflating more than her lips. And although she's worth a lot of money, she's not quite a billionaire, but she is still on her way, well on her way. She's number one on the Forbes Celebrity 100 list of the highest paid entertainers after making $590 million just off the last year alone.
Wow.
$590 million for Kylie Jenner. Kanye West is second at $170 million. A lot of money going on in that family. Tennis stud Roger Federer, $106.3 million, followed by soccer stars Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Tyler Perry at number 6 with $97 million. Soccer star Neymar at number 7. Howard Stern, $90 million.
Wow.
LeBron James, 88.2. And rounding out the top 10, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Nice.
I go back to this question I've asked before. When you're in the Kanye Kardashian Jenner family, who picks up the tab? Like, how do they decide that when it's all such a blip on their radar?
That's funny.
You know, like, it's like picking up a McDonald's order every time, like, you know, a $1 order.
That's funny, dude.
You know what I have noticed is the mega rich are the cheapest.
Yes. So, and that's why they're rich.
That's why they're rich, I guess. They love when anybody else pays.
So funny.
Angelina Jolie came in at 99 with a mere $35.5 million. She's just one of two actresses to make the list.
Wow.
The other... is, any guesses? Sofia Vergara.
Oh, okay.
Number 71 with $43 million. She earned half of her take from endorsements and licensing. So that's $78.5 million for these two women. But there are 9 male actors on the list, and nine earnings are much higher, $545.5 million. A lot of the other ladies on the list, like J-Lo, Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, dabbled in acting, but primarily of singing careers. By the way, Forbes pointed out that the world's highest paid celebrities earn a combined $6.1 billion before taxes and fees, which is a $200 million drop from 2019. And some of that does have to do with the COVID pandemic because the numbers are current. They include pre-tax earnings from June of last year through last month before deducting fees for managers, lawyers, and agents. I wonder where we would fall on the list.
just scroll for hours and hours and hours.
It wasn't that long ago that for the first time ever in my life that Brad Booker took me to Cracker Barrel.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, it's something that I guess I had to have in my life, and it's something that people love because yesterday, y'all, on social media, people were talking about Cracker Barrel. I'm like, what is the big deal here? Well, the big deal is for the first time, they're going to be selling beer and wine as restaurants start to open.
That is a big deal.
That just blows my mind, just how many people love them some Cracker Barrel. And we have three in the area. We have the Buda one that I went to with you, south of us.
That's the one I go to, yeah.
Round Rock's got a Cracker Barrel, and also
Shout
in San
out.
Marcos. Cracker Barrel, you know, they got to make their money back somehow, some way. So they're introducing beer, wine, and mimosas.
Ooh.
They
were.
I mean, that makes sense.
Old people are going to be mad.
Why would they be mad?
I don't know, because they're going to be like, it's immoral to sell the beer and the wine.
Right.
It's a party now at Cracker Barrel, bro. I'll be going back now.
Can you imagine an Uncle Herschel's with a mimosa? Sign me up.
That's funny. They're also adding a couple new items to their menu, including a chicken pot pie and fried pork chops. I need that now.
I have been a million times to Cracker Barrel. Never, ever do I eat anything but breakfast.
Oh, really?
Ever.
So you could eat breakfast at like 6 p.m. and it's all good. No one's going to judge you at Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
With the mimosa.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds amazing. Get ready for beer and wine and mimosas at Cracker Barrel, y'all.
Oprah Winfrey has announced plans to host a two-night special looking at the country's civil unrest. It'll be called The Own Spotlight. Where Do We Go From Here on June 9th and 10th. It'll feature Winfrey speaking with Black thought leaders, activists, and artists on the country's direction. And it'll air on OWN and all of Discovery's 18 networks. It'll stream for free, and you can watch it on OWN and Discovery Family apps, as well as the YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram pages of OWN. So basically, if you look, you're going to be able to find it. Also, CNN and Sesame Street are combining forces this weekend to host a second town hall to address racism with a 60-minute special. That will be tomorrow starting at 9 a.m.
Forbes released its annual list of the 100 highest paid celebrities, and Kylie Jenner is at number one. Cracker Barrel will begin selling beer and wine for the first time ever as restaurants begin opening, and Oprah will host a two-night special. That is What's Trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
His current record is 1,416 wins with just 122 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Trudy. Trudy lives in Bertram, makes the commute to Georgetown, where she works for the parole board. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beat, Booker!
Trudy!
Hey, hey,
hey.
Good morning. All right, Trudy, I'm going to leave the room while Sarah and Alex root you on to victory. And Sarah asks you five pop culture trivia questions. When she's finished, I'll be right back to answer the same five, and whoever gets more right is going to win.
Okay, great.
All right, Trudy, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Okay, question number one. Mark Wahlberg is 49 years old today. He has a brother in what boy band?
New Kids on the Block.
Pete Wentz is 41 years old today. He at one time was married to what Simpsons sister?
Ashley.
Joe Gatto is 44 years old today. He is part of what comedy show that is always on the television, and now it's on HBO Max, as if you needed it more, with his buddies?
Oh my gosh. I know this one. I'm going blank, and I know this one. It's one of my favorites. They play pranks on people. Oh, I knew I'd go blank on one of them. I'll have to pass on that one, but I know it.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the show.
The ATX Television Festival is happening this weekend virtually, and for example, John Legend's going to be on there talking about his new show, Sherman's Showcase, and the Mandalorian cast will be there, all again virtually. Who created the Mandalorian? Hint, he was also in the movie Swingers, and he directed Iron Man.
John. Oh God, John. I think it starts with an L. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to pass.
Okay, and finally, Spin has a list of the best songs of the year so far, and I totally agree with number one. It is Don't Start Now by what artist?
Is it The Weeknd?
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey!
How'd Trudy do?
She got two right.
Two right.
All
right.
Oh, my goodness.
But... Mm-hmm. She was close on one.
Mm. Close. Okay.
And close, actually close on two.
Well, as they say, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Oh, okay. Mark Wahlberg is 49 years old today. His brother is in what boy band?
Donnie Wahlberg is in the boy band. New Kids on the Block.
Yes, that is correct. Pete Wentz is 41 years old today. He used to be married to what Simpson sister?
Ashley.
Yes. Joe Gatto is 44 years old today. He is part of what comedy show?
Sarah.
That is always on the television.
It's the worst show ever.
And now on HBO Max.
It's Joe Gatto, by the way. And it is Impractical Jokers. I know people love that show. And you might be one of them. But I think it is the most ridiculous show on television. All they do is sit around and laugh at each other.
The ATX Television Festival is happening this weekend virtually. And they have a ton of shows. Like John Legend's going to be talking about Sherman's Showcase, some new show on IFC. Also, some of the cast.
Joe Gatto?
No. Also, the cast of The Mandalorian will be talking.
That's cool.
Of course, they're on Disney Plus. Who created The Mandalorian? Hint, he was also in Swingers and directed.
Oh, John Favreau.
Yes. Spin has a list of the best songs of the year so far. And while it isn't perfectly balanced amongst genres, there is a little something for everybody. And I think number one is spot on. It is Don't Start Now by what artist?
Dua Lipa?
Yes. You got five right.
Of course I did. Of course I did. Trudy, thanks for playing.
Thank you. I'm Trudy from Bertram, and I cannot beat Booker.
All right. You know, we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it is never okay to ask until now. What about a college professor? How much do you think a college professor makes? We're going to find out when we get Samantha from East Austin on. We'll ask her some questions about what she does, and then she will share her salary. Coming up next on Mix 94.7 and streaming on the radio.com app.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
A butcher shop in New York recently installed a new vending machine that offers ground beef. And if you think that's gross, this one has raisinettes.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Y'all, it's time for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Jose in North Austin makes $54,700 a year as a high school choir director. On the phone with us now is Samantha, who lives in North Austin.
Hello.
Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
We appreciate you coming on the radio to tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Samantha is a college professor.
Yeah.
So last week we had a high school choir director. This week we have a college professor. Let's do this, Samantha, okay? We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we're going to play a 3-minute song. We'll come back and we'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds starts right now. Now, college professor, without saying the name of the college, is it a major university?
No.
Smaller college then?
Yes.
Mid-size?
I would say mid-size, yeah.
All right.
Do you have to have a master's to be a professor, a college professor?
Minimally, yes.
Minimally.
What's your master's degree in?
My master's degree is in nursing.
Oh, man.
Do you have a doctorate as well?
I do.
Dang!
Wow,
all right.
Miss Fancy.
I know.
Sarah?
That took longer to produce than a child. Oh, my gosh.
What is it that you teach again?
I teach nursing.
And how long have you been doing it?
About 13 years in total.
Oh, man.
Not at the same school.
Have you ever been a nurse?
Oh, heck yeah.
So you're a nurse, then you get your degree, then you go teach.
Yeah.
So the whole time that you were going to school, you were nursing.
Yes.
You were a nurse. I went to say like breastfeeding. But...
I know, right? Sometimes it feels like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Man.
And
right.
You were a worker, girl.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know how anybody could have a full-time job and go to school full-time. It's
awesome.
Well, once you finish school, then you're like, oh my gosh, I only have a full-time job. Like, what do I do now? I can't hang out at the mall that much.
Wow, wow, wow. Samantha from North Austin, the college professor. How much does she make for a living? Text your guess right now to 51993. I guarantee Alex will use one of your text messages. Be sure to put your name on there and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out how much Samantha makes in 3 minutes when she shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Samantha from North Austin. She is a college professor. What else do we learn, Sarah?
That she works for a mid-sized college. She has her master's in nursing. She also has a doctorate. She is 13 years total in teaching, and she did, in fact, practice being a nurse. Like, she was a nurse, and now she's a teacher.
Do you still work as a nurse?
I do not work at the bedside. I have a lot more years than 13 years of experience. So, yeah, I'm willing to write that out.
So 13 years is what?
13 years of teaching.
So you have 13 years of teaching, but more than that in experience in nursing.
Yes, in total, yeah.
Wow, okay.
So, gosh, going to school, though, that was 11 and a half years in total, counting undergrad.
Gosh, that's ridiculous.
I know.
Wow.
Time flies.
Okay, let's go around the room and all make our guesses. Alex Franco, why don't you start?
Lauren in North Austin is a nurse, and she says she makes about $70,000 a year. And she said to go through all that school, and she's definitely got to make double it now. She's saying $140,000 a year.
Mm, all right, Sarah Osborne.
Oh, man, $86,000.
My number, and although if we're on Price is Right, I kind of be setting myself up for failure because I'm going slightly under you, Alex. 128 was my magic
number.
Nice. That was what felt good to me. We've reached that point in the conversation. Samantha from North Austin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. What is that number? How much are you making every year?
$53,000.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh! We totally overshot
it. I know.
Totally.
Wait, Samantha, why? Why are you not making more money?
Yeah, I don't think college professors make that much money. Maybe if you're like tenured and...
Oh, see,
I thought they did.
Not in Central Texas. I mean, you have all those degrees. You have a bachelor, you have a master's and a doctorate. I mean, seriously, girl.
I know.
What's the holdup?
Part of it is being in Central Texas. Another is just being in education. Like, I would make more at the bedside. I did make more at the bedside. And I'm out of the metro area, so that decreases your salary right there, too.
Uh-huh. So help me understand this, okay? What do you mean part of it is Central Texas? Do we pay less?
Definitely.
Why?
Well, there is the attitude in the Austin area by the employers there, and I'm talking like hospitals, everything, that people just want to live there. Mm-hmm. So they should not have to pay as much.
Oh, wow.
And they're kind of like, if you don't like it, there's the door.
That's crazy.
Dirty little secrets.
Yeah.
No
I
joke.
Guess the other question would be, you feel like you are born to teach as opposed to practice.
Oh, I like both. Like, I would be fine going back to the bedside. I really liked that. Now, the patient's family's getting in your face and telling me how to manage this and that at 2 in the morning. And I ask, sir, what do you do for a living? I'm a CPA, like, for reals.
Right.
All right, Dr. Wikipedia.
Yeah. Dr. Wikipedia. That's funny.
So funny. I just read a study, actually, that the majority of the diagnoses that you receive online are incorrect. So leave it to the people that have 11 years of schooling under their belt to
Absolutely.
Make those calls.
Well, man.
We agree that you're grossly underpaid, but we appreciate you sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.